The Senate will convene in 30 seconds. Good afternoon, members. The secretary call the roll.
Allen, Alvarado Gill, Archuleta, Ashby, Atkins, Becker, Blakespear, Bradford, Caballero, Cortese, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hurtado, Jones, Laird, Lamone, McGuire, Menjivar, Min, Newman, Wynn, Nilo, Ochoa-Bogue, Padilla, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Sayarto, Skinner, Smallwood-Cuevas, Stern, Umberg, Wahab, Weiner, Wilk.
Thank you. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by Senator Gonzalez, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Newman.
Loving and ever-present God, when it seemed there was no hope, we have seen your light in the eyes of a child. When it seemed there was no joy, we have heard your delight in the voice of a friend. When life seemed stale, we have smelled the freshness of sunlight on our skin. When all seemed empty, we have touched your presence in the hand of a stranger. When the future seemed barren, we have tasted life's moisture on the lips of another. We thank you, O God, for your embodied love. Open your senses to your presence that we may care for you in all things. Amen.
Colleagues and guests, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Thank you, Senator Gonzalez and Senator Newman. Under privileges of the floor, we will first recognize Senator McGuire. Senator McGuire.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. President, and ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. We have national champions in the House today. I rise this afternoon to be able to recognize the number one collegiate rugby team in all of America. We could not be more excited to host Cal Poly Humboldt's men's rugby team here in the Senate today and offer a hearty Golden State congratulations on their national championship title. Absolutely. Mr. President and members, this team is known for their grit. They are known for their tenacity, their strategy on the pitch, and of course, their unmatched dedication. Almost every pundit in the nation said that this Lumberjack team couldn't do what they did. And yet this pack of fierce underdogs battled every step of the way to an undefeated season, and yes, they proved every pundit wrong. This team, their coaches, their dedicated fans, they have all made California so incredibly proud, bringing home the first rugby national championship in the 49-year history of the collegiate rugby program at Cal Poly Humboldt. So with us today, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, here on the floor and in the gallery, are every single member of this amazing team, everyone who make up the Cal Poly Humboldt rugby team, all of their coaches, including their head coach, Coach Pargee, and of course, the Cal Poly Humboldt president, Mr. Tom Jackson. This is truly an historic achievement for the team, and they are the pride of the Golden State. Here in the Senate, we are all Lumberjacks today, so let's give them a loud and proud welcome, the national champions from Humboldt, the Lumberjack rugby team. Mr. President, we'd like to be able to welcome, at the discretion of the presiding officer and the pro tem, every member of the Senate to be able to come take a picture with these national champs.
Congratulations to the Lumberjacks. Welcome to the Senate, the coaches and players. All right. Thank you, Senator McGuire. Next up, under privileges of the floor, we'd like to recognize Senator Newman at the majority floor leader's desk. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is my great pleasure to welcome to the California State Senate today a cohort of distinguished educators who are here with us today as part of their participation in the Fulbright Teaching Excellence and Achievement Program. This highly regarded international program, which is sponsored by the U.S. State Department, brings foreign educators to the United States in order to promote mutual understanding among teachers, their schools, and communities in the United States and abroad by building teachers' and students' global competence and by sharing teaching best practices internationally. Each cohort of Fulbright TEA participants engages in an intensive six-week professional development program at a U.S. university, in this case, Chico State. They take part in academic seminars on new teaching methodologies, student-centered learning, content-based instruction, lesson planning, and instructional technology training. They have opportunities to observe, co-teach, and share their expertise in U.S. secondary schools, building collaborative, lasting connections with U.S. teachers and students. While here, Fulbright TEA participants also take part in American cultural activities, such as performances, U.S. home hospitality visits, and trips to historical and cultural sites like this one today. With us in the gallery today are 18 very distinguished international teachers who hail from 16 separate countries, from Asia to South America to Africa. Each of these teaching visiting scholars was chosen on the basis of their demonstrated leadership, outstanding achievement, and proven commitment to both their students and to the communities in which they teach, and their skill in the teaching of English as a second language as well. To these fine and dedicated teachers, we offer our respect and gratitude for their commitment to teaching, learning, and international understanding. It is also my great pleasure to welcome to the California State Senate Jed Wyrick, a professor of comparative religion and humanities at California State University, Chico. Not only is Professor Wyrick currently at work completing a book on Artapanus of Alexandria, who wrote biographies in Greek about the biblical patriarchs Abraham, Joseph, and Moses and their contributions to the creation of ancient Egyptian culture, he also happens to be my cousin. And I'm very proud to be able to welcome him here today in his role as the current administrator of Chico State's Fulbright Teaching Excellence and Achievement Program. Please join me in giving a warm California State welcome to Professor Wyrick and his Fulbright Teaching Excellence and Achievement Program participants.
Members, I'd like to recognize the sister of Senator Grove, Sharon Bates, who is here in the back of the chambers. Welcome to the Senate. Members, we're going to move on to our agenda. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions and resolutions, without objection, the Senate Journal for January 30th, 2023 through February 2nd, 2023 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Moving on to introduction and first reading of bills, would the Secretary please read?
Senate Bill 309, 310, 311, 312, 313, 314, 315, 316.
Very good. We'll move now to the consideration of the daily file. First up is governor's appointments. Item number one, recognize Senator Grove.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, today file item one is the confirmation of John D. Reynolds as a member of the California Public Utilities Commission. He previously served in various capacities at the CPUC. After interviewing him, he is an out-of-the-box thinker and will come up with, I believe, what is good strategies on the problems that we face with electrical energy charging is where my focus was. And I would respectfully ask for your aye vote. He was confirmed and with a 5-0 vote in the Rules Committee.
Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, if the Secretary please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Becker? Blakespear?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Cortese?
Aye.
Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
DeRozzo?
Aye.
Eggman?
Aye.
Glazer?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Laird?
Aye.
Lamont?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Menjivar?
Min?
Aye. Newman?
Aye.
Wynn?
Aye.
Nilo?
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Sayarta?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Umberg?
Aye.
Wahab?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
Call the absent members.
Becker? Menjivar.
On a vote of 38-0, the appointment is confirmed. Item number two is the nomination of Mr. Baker, Senator Grove.
Thank you, Mr. President. Matthew D. Baker is the director of the Public Advocates Office in the California State Public Utilities Commission. This is the person who is going to solve all of our problems when our constituents call us and say they have connectivity issues. I believe myself and the former Secretary of Natural Resources, who also sits on the Rules Committee, made that very clear that that's what we expected him to do. He was confirmed in the Rules Committee on a 5-0 vote on February 1st. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, if the Secretary could please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Alvarado Gill?
Aye.
Archuleta?
Aye.
Ashby?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Becker? Blakespear?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Cortese?
Aye.
Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
DeRozzo?
Aye.
Eggman?
Aye.
Glazer?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Laird?
Aye.
Lamone?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Menjivar? Men?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Wynn?
Aye.
Nilo?
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Sayarto?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Humberg?
Aye.
Wahab?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
On a vote of 38-0, the appointment is confirmed. We'll move to file item number 3, Senator Grove.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, file item number 3 is a confirmation of Sushma Bhatia, Janine M. Rizzo, and Alexis Strass Hacker to the Board of Environmental Safety. They were unanimously approved by the Rules Committee on February 1st and respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Aye. Alvarado Gill?
Aye.
Archuleta?
Aye.
Ashby?
Aye.
Atkins?
Aye.
Becker?
Blakespear?
Aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Cortese?
Aye.
Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
DeRozzo?
Aye.
Eggman?
Aye.
Glazer?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Laird?
Aye.
Lamone?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Menjivar? Min?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Wynn?
Aye.
Nilo?
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Sayarto? Skinner?
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Humberg?
Aye.
Wahab?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Aye.
The Secretary, please call the absent members.
Becker, Menjivar, Sayarto.
On a vote of 37-0, the appointments are confirmed. Members, we're going to move to Senate third reading. We have two items on the docket for today's consideration, items number 6 and item number 8. First, we're going to go to item number 6, SCR 14. Is the Senator prepared to present? Senator Dodd, are you prepared to present? Secretary, please read.
SCR 14 by Senator Dodd, relative to Eating Disorders Awareness Week.
Senator Dodd.
SCR 14 seeks to recognize the week of February 20th, 2023 to February 26th, 2023 as National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. This annual recognition raises critical awareness about the realities of eating disorders while providing hope, support, and visibility to individuals with eating disorders and their families. I've done this resolution for a number of years now. I've had firsthand in my family with one of my daughters that had this, and she's given me the permission to speak freely on it. It's something that changes you in the face of this, because in many cases there's very little hope, but yet there's lots of hope out there with support. And sadly, in the U.S., 20 million women and 10 million men suffer from eating disorders at some time in their lives. Eating disorders are serious illnesses, not lifestyle choices. In fact, eating disorders have the second highest mortality rate of any mental health disorder. Eating Disorders Awareness Week will encourage people to share their experience and highlight the importance of screenings for the early detection and intervention of eating disorders. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Dodd. Any discussion or debate? Seeing none, if the secretary please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker. Blakespear.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Aye.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove. Grove.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Laird.
Aye.
Lamone.
Aye.
McGuire. Menjivar. Min. Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Smallwood Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
The secretary, please call the absent members.
Becker. McGuire.
Aye.
Menjivar.
On a vote of 38-0, the resolution is adopted. Congratulations, Senator Dodd. Next up is file item number 8 by Senator Rubio. Are you prepared? She is. The secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 13 by Senator Rubio, relative to Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month.
Senator Rubio.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I would first like to thank the members of the Legislative Women's Caucus and our sponsors, the California Partnership to End Domestic Violence, for their advocacy and hard work on this very important issue. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 13 that would proclaim February 2023 as Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. This resolution will encourage all Californians to observe healthy teen dating with programs and activities that raise awareness about the seriousness of the issue and prevent teen violence. Teen dating violence, also known as dating abuse, is a serious and growing issue throughout California. According to the CDC, 1 in 3 adolescents report verbal, emotional, physical, or sexual dating abuse each year. As a teacher, and I've shared very openly throughout the years that I saw that firsthand in elementary school with children as young as 8 years old, where they're pushing, shoving, telling each other what to do, and already exhibiting coercive controls with one another. Teen dating violence intervention and prevention programs ensure a positive school climate and safe learning environment for our youth from 12 to 24 years of age. We must support our youth and educate them on the importance of healthy relationships and uplift those that have experienced violence so they heal and can move forward. As legislators, we must ensure our youth are not immersed in toxic relationships and that we don't normalize violence. But instead, we show them to embrace healthy relationships. I ask for your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Rubio. We'll move on to discussion and debate. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I rise as a proud co-author of this resolution. SR 13 and its message are part of a broader national effort to raise awareness around teen dating violence and to highlight prevention education programs. Across California, violence between teen dating partners is a growing problem that deserves our attention. Teen dating violence awareness and prevention programs help ensure that teens are equipped with the tools to identify unhealthy behaviors in peer relationships as well as their own behavior, thereby reducing the likelihood they'll be involved in harmful behaviors or interactions. Over the course of the next 2 days, you or your staff will likely meet with a delegation of youth ambassadors from the One Love Foundation who are in Sacramento this week to share their efforts on addressing and preventing teen dating violence, as well as the need to expand teen dating violence prevention education in California. In addition to meeting with legislative members, the One Love Youth leaders are partnering with the California Partnership to End Domestic Violence to host an Orange Day rally tomorrow afternoon in front of the Capitol. I invite you all to meet and engage with these energetic and thoughtful young leaders about the hard work they're doing to end teen dating violence. I commend my colleague from Baldwin Park for bringing forward this resolution recognized in February as Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and I respectfully urge your aye vote today.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Any further discussion or debate? Seeing none, this is eligible for a unanimous roll call. Seeing no objections, 38 ayes, 0 noes, the resolution is adopted. I want to now move to privileges of the floor to recognize Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. President, and my apologies for speaking so much today. It's my great pleasure to welcome and introduce three members of the California Leadership Team for the One Love Foundation, a nonprofit organization that is here today with the student advocates it supports in the effort to raise awareness around effective strategies to prevent teen dating violence. We should all commend the great work they are doing to engage young people at schools all over through compelling, relatable workshops and films, as well as honest conversations among peers. First, I'd like to introduce Tracy Broadhead, One Love's Executive Director for California. Tracy received her undergraduate degree from UCLA, her JD from Hastings College of the Law, and is a member of the California State Bar. Ms. Broadhead has extensive experience elevating individuals and teams to higher levels of success. Before joining One Love, she held a variety of high-profile roles in both the practice business entertainment law and in teaching. At One Love, she's proud to lead initiatives to increase educational programming and help empower communities to end relationship violence through education and awareness. Next, I'd like to introduce Liesl Bartlett, who serves as One Love's engagement manager in California, whose work focuses on engaging youth and adults through the organization's efforts at the school district and classroom level throughout Southern California. Ms. Bartlett is a licensed clinical social worker and obtained her master's in social welfare from UCLA. Prior to joining One Love, Ms. Bartlett served as the program director at Films by Youth Inside, a violence prevention program that empowers and guides incarcerated youth. She has also done work as a senior therapist and clinical coordinator at Shields for Families, an agency providing comprehensive services for high-risk families in South Los Angeles. Finally, I'd like to introduce Melina Solis, One Love's on-the-ground youth engagement leader. Ms. Solis is a graduate of Stanford University, where she discovered her passion for implementing intentional and intersectional prevention programs and partnerships. In her role at One Love, Ms. Solis is responsible for supporting thoughtful youth leader engagement throughout the state. She has been instrumental in coordinating One Love's outreach on high school campuses through workshops and on-campus clubs. This includes recruiting and mentoring the student ambassadors who will be in Sacramento today and tomorrow to participate in One Love's lobby days to advocate for support for new approaches to creating awareness and stopping the cycle of teen dating violence. Welcome, Ms. Broadhead, Ms. Bartlett, and Ms. Solis. Thank you for the work your organization is doing. And please give them and all of these wonderful student leaders ringing the gallery a warm California State Senate welcome.
Welcome to the Senate. Members, we're going to now move to motions and resolutions. This is the time to address the adjourn in memory moments of our session today. And first up, I'd like to recognize Senator Alvarado Gill.
Thank you. Today I rise to adjourn in the memory of and honor of the life and work of educator Dr. Rex Fortune. Dr. Rex Fortune was a husband and father, a mentor,
author and unwavering advocate for Black children. He passed away on January 29, 2023, at the age of 81. Dr. Fortune devoted his life to lifting up the most vulnerable students and closing the achievement gap. In doing so, made a lasting impact on the lives of countless students and faculty members during his extensive career. I'd like to welcome the family joining us today are Mrs. Margaret S. Fortune, Gwen Fortune Blakely, Dr. Margaret Fortune, Dr. Annette Belvin, Dr. Ronald Fortune, and Pam Fortune. Dr. Fortune earned his bachelor's degree in biology and U.S. Army Commission from North Carolina A&T State University, and then he completed a master in educational administration from the University of California, Berkeley, and a PhD in educational administration from Stanford University. Dr. Rex Fortune was a school superintendent in public schools for over 20 years, including as a superintendent of the Inglewood Unified School District and the Center Unified School District, and associate superintendent of public instruction for the California Department of Education under his mentor, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Wilson Riles. Dr. Fortune also co-founded the California Association of African American Superintendents and Administrators. Fortune founded the Fortune School of Education in 1989 to prepare a more diverse group of teaching candidates for public schools, especially in the subject areas of science and mathematics instruction, where there were large shortages. He had several public schools named after him in the Sacramento region, including the Rex and Margaret Fortune Early College High School, and most recently, the Rex Fortune Elementary School in the Center Unified School District, opening in 2023. Fortune was known for his unwavering commitment to his students and staff, and his passion for education inspired by many. After his daughter, Dr. Margaret Fortune, joined Fortune School of Education as its president and CEO in 2008, the organization expanded to include a system of pre-K through 12 public charter schools in San Bernardino and Sacramento counties, focused on closing the African American achievement gap by preparing students for college. Informed by Dr. Rex Fortune's research in 2019, the school system went on to produce 4 of the highest performing majority Black public schools in California. He was a mentor to many young educators and a friend to all. He was dedicated to making sure every student had access to quality education and the support that they needed to succeed. He also created the Parenting Practices Academy, a resource empowering parents to become more involved in creating an environment that results in children being prepared for college. Fortune published 4 books on education, including Bridging the Achievement Gap, What Successful Educators and Parents Do, Leadership on Purpose, Promising Practices for African American and Hispanic Students. His son, Rex Fortune III, collaborated with Fortune on his publications. And Fortune was the inspiration for the main character in the children's book, Rex and the Band, written by his daughter, Gwen Fortune Blakely. He will be deeply missed by all who knew him, and his legacy will continue to live on through the countless lives that he touched. I respectfully ask that we adjourn today in memory of the life and legacy of Dr. Rex Fortune.
Thank you, Senator Alvarado Gill. On this motion, we'll first recognize Senator Nilo.
Thank you. I rise in memory of Dr. Rex Fortune. Also, I've known Rex for over 20 years. He was superintendent of the Center School District when I was on the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors, and I got to know him very well then. I have since followed his tremendous work after he retired, developing a very successful charter school network with his daughter, Margaret, back there, who also is a very good friend. Senator Alvarado Gill did an outstanding job of detailing an extremely successful life. He will definitely be missed by a lot of people.
Thank you, Senator Nilo. On this matter, Senator Bradford's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, just want to just extend my deepest condolences on behalf of the Legislative Black Caucus and thank not only Dr. Rex Fortune, but his entire family for being the North Star in improving education for African-American kids throughout the state of California. And it was always a delight to have an opportunity to engage with him since I've been in the legislature, but he also was the superintendent of Inglewood Unified School District, which is in the heart of my district. So his impact as stated will be felt far and wide, not only through California, but throughout the nation. He is truly a beacon of what education opportunity and attainment looks like, and he's a fine example for all of us to follow. So my deepest condolences.
Thank you, Senator Bradford. At the request of these senators, the Senate will adjourn in the memory of Dr. Rex Fortune. I'd ask Senator Alvarado Gil to bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized in the Senate Journal. Okay, members, next up, Senator Wiener, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, it's with great sadness that I rise today to ask that the Senate adjourn in memory of Ivory Nicole Smith, who passed away on January 24th at the age of 27. Ivory was a former staff member with the Transgender District in San Francisco, which is the first legally recognized trans cultural district in the world. At the Trans District, Ivory was a program associate supporting the district's transgender empowerment events and operations. In 2021, she shared her story and modeled for the district's Know Our Place public awareness campaign. Ivory was also a member of the San Francisco Trans Advisory Committee, which works with the Mayor's Office of Transgender Initiatives to advocate for members of the trans community. Most recently, she worked as a navigator for the city's initiative to facilitate access to housing for transgender people. Ivory was a San Francisco native and a resident of the Tenderloin. Her passion for equity and justice were reflected in her social justice initiatives and community work. As a Black trans woman, she knew that this transition was not about becoming someone better, but rather about finally allowing herself to become who she had always been. Ivory was truly an up-and-coming leader in San Francisco in general, and particularly in the trans community. She was a fiercely dedicated activist known for her unwavering love and appreciation for her community. She was a pillar of the trans community, and her passing is an enormous loss for a community that is under intense political attack and pressure today, and that needs all of its rising leaders to be present. Ivory will be deeply missed by our community. May she rest in power. Please join me today in adjourning the Senate in her memory.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. At your request, the Senate will adjourn in the memory of Ivory Nicole Smith. Please bring her name forward so she can be properly memorialized in the journal. All right, members, if there's no other business before the House, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Our next floor session will be this Thursday, February 9th, 2023, at 9 a.m.
Thank you. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene on Thursday, February 9th, at 9 a.m. Thank you, members.